When you go back and look at that and to see the tremendous success in the first couple of drives and then at the end of the game versus the middle of the game when it was three and outs, have you seen it like that where it was so opposite, it seemed, what you were able to do versus what you couldn't? And B, what did you take away from it? To
number one, yes, you don't want that to happen, but we've all had it happen. Because as you guys know, you always want to get off to a fast start. Boom, fast start. You know, at one point in time, we thought we were going to score 100. And then we always, you guys have heard me say it 1,000 times, all right, it's still more important that you finish. That held true in the game. But here's what happened. We all saw it. You got defense gets us a big-time opportunity after a turnover. We get a holding call. It's first and 20. We don't overcome that. We have a false start, first and 15. We don't overcome that. Uncharacteristically, we dropped three passes, which we haven't done all year. We dropped three passes. Now you're in second and 10. All that that led to, I think, 7 third downs of 9+. And 9+, I mean, if you'd lead the league at 30% on 3rd and 9+. So that you're already making it a lot tougher on yourself than you need to. We went 0 for 7. And the bottom line is you're off the field. And I was just talking to Stan. You know, you got to give Cleveland some credit too. They really didn't make any adjustments, but they just played a little harder. I mean, they're developing a prideful group over there, and they responded. We probably didn't handle as well as we could have, but there was the great thing for us, and I think you guys know this, dude. There's no panic. You guys are down there on the sidelines with us, covering us. We're just in a problem-solving mode and poised to be at our best when our best was needed. And that's kind of what we do on offense. You know, we need to be at our best when our best is needed, and we all know it, our best was needed. And Joe, great throw to Q, great catch, a lot of great things in that last drive. The 2-point conversion was lights out, and so it's nice to finish, even though you're not playing as well as you'd like to in the middle.
There's a lot of talk around the offensive line. Michael Orr, either tackle, KO, has adopted to two spots. What's the tip-off for you when a season starts or when camp starts, whether a guy can play more than one position?
Well, you look at their history, number one. You know, you go all the way back to sometimes high school. You know, that's one thing you usually ask a lineman in the draft is, have you ever played center? All right, because most teams, you're starved for a third center. Most teams, you don't have three centers. So if a guy's ever played center, then you start working him in some at center. All right, if you ask a tackle, have you ever played guard? So you do their history, and then bottom line is, then you just watch them every day. You know you're going to have 7 linemen active. We've had 8 a few times this year, which is unusual. But when you have 7 linemen, I mean, we all can do math. I mean, guys have got to play multiple positions. And you're always starting, well, who's going to be my second left tackle if you got a right-handed quarterback? That starts with that, all right? Who's going to be our third center? Those are the two problem areas that you can get you quickly. And then you just start figuring out what, you know, like Marshall Yanda was a tackle, but we always envisioned him size-wise as a guard. But the good news for us, Marshall could always bounce back to tackle if we needed to. Why? Played tackle in college. So a lot of factors. And then you got to take in the mental component. You know how flexible is a guy mentally? Sometimes if a guy's getting a little more information you probably need here, but if a guy's right and left-handed, you know, the guy can do, has both stances that he can function in, that gives you some flexibility from side to side. So it's about as good as I can do. And that'll hold up for quite a while.
Yeah, just how much is the third downs an issue that you're focusing on right now?
Major.
Yeah.
It's major. It's our number one critical issue, I'd put it that way, that we need to continue to work on. And it's no one thing, Ryan. It's each week, it's, you know, one week, hey, maybe we need a little better protection one week. All right. The next week, maybe we need a little more separation. All right. Maybe, again, uncharacteristically, maybe one week we won't catch the ball as well. So it's one thing here or there. But the good news is that this is the time of year to be. If you got that problem, now's the time to have it, because from now forward, that problem isn't going to allow you to get done what you want to get done.
Dean was just talking about how a defense can kind of take on a third down mentality, where, you know, they almost become better on third down if they feel like they're a good third down team. Does it work the same for offense?
Confidence is everything. I mean, it really is, because the bottom line is the windows are going to be tight. I mean, if you're playing cover 11 robber, all right, or they're playing cover 55 2-man. You know, they're doubling or 3-man rush, you know, where they're doubling doubling guys, tripling guys, whatever they decide to do. So, you know, confidence and the ability to just have the confidence to throw the ball in there and have guys make catches for you is everything. We all see the same games on TV. There are not a lot of guys running around just wide open on third down. And so confidence then takes on an added dimension on third down. And first and second down, it helps. But first down, you still got second down. Second down, you still have third down if you don't turn it over. You know, everybody understands third down, you know, get the job done or you're out. And we all witnessed that firsthand the other night.
Cam, you talked about the versatility of the linemen. Ja Reed got back on the field finally. He had been a tackle. I know you guys have been looking at guard, Bobby Williams being hurt. Is he a guy you could see sliding in and playing guard? Is his strength guard or tackle?
We don't really know yet, but he can definitely play both. I think he's still young enough that we're not sure, you know, which one it's going to be. But we need him doing both. He plays left guard, he plays right guard, and he plays at right tackle. He could get us by in a pinch at left tackle. But I think we got some depth at left tackle right now. But the only position we won't have him at right now is center.
Cam, I know you guys are always looking for weaknesses to exploit and all that, but when you watch what happens and Doug Martin do what he did to the Raiders, how much does that kind of loom in the meeting rooms and stuff? How much you guys talk about that?
I think Ray Rice said it yesterday. You know, the first thing you do is you go look at it. And, okay, what happened? You know, I think some people thought the initial thing was everybody thought they ran it 35 times. You know, they ran 18 times, basically. You know, and then got a bunch of carries late after the game. They were trying to put the game away. And then you realize, okay, God, what was this magic scheme? The bottom line is the Raiders missed three tackles. And three tackles that they missed gave them 180 yards of rushing. So, Oakland, they had unblocked guys. They had three unblocked guys on all those long runs, and they missed the tackle. So they're not looking at their scheme. And I read where their coaches were talking about. The bottom line is they got to tackle better. So it's probably not what everybody thought. But the bottom line is, you know, to be a good running team in this league, you got to be able to break tackles.
Was it a constant balancing act with guys like Jacoby and Vontae to see, you know, which of them is on the field in different personnel sets in terms of what you guys, you know, want to run?
Not really. It's you know, we have a plan, and it's kind of we talked about with like we do with Ray. I mean, you can take a fullback, and if you look over the years, sometimes you take a fullback, and a lot of fullbacks don't make it to the last third of the year. You know, so you're always as many people as they hit. You know, you've got to at least judge that. But in any given game, they're going to have a significant role. Jacoby, probably you'll see him play more. But once he's become the kick returner, you know, that has a little bearing on it, on how much he plays. But I think you'll see him out there more.
Cam, your red zone success, you talk about, you know, the critical thing you need to fix when you work on third downs. But what you've done so well, red zone success, and last week, again, you got touchdowns and not field goals versus the Browns getting field goals, and that's the difference.
Yeah, I think we were 3-for-3 and they were 0-for-5. I mean, that was a game, right?
And you guys are 6 in the NFL, I think, is ranked, you know, in red zone success, touchdown. What's been that? Why do you think you've been so good there? Is that a kind of, you get there, you feel you're going to be able to be successful?
Well, you know, it's a lot of things. I think, number one, I think we get a tremendous effort in all areas from our staff, you know, and we kind of break up our game plan areas amongst the staff. And I think as a staff, we do a great job in the red zone. I think that's a big part of it, but I think our guys are confident. You know, last year, we were one of the top three teams in the league in scoring percentage. Our touchdown ratio wasn't quite what we wanted, but last year we had zero turnovers down there. So if you look where we've come the last 2 years, I think there's a lot of confidence. I mean, that would be the first thing that I would think of. And I think that last call, it was interesting. You know, it's first down, we run the ball, second down. You know, I said to Jim, I said, Jim, you know, have something in mind on third down. And sure enough, you know, we get stopped on second down. And, you know, Jim came up with a great call. And then obviously we executed it. So the one thing is I'm getting plenty of help from our staff in all the situations. Red zone's one of those. You know, I get a lot of feedback from Haas and Wade Harmon, Wilbur, all those guys. But that was a call that came right out of the press box and it was pretty timely.